Next item is the 4/5 agenda per our earlier vote. Item number 618, please, Carla.
Assess property for sidewalk repair for the Portland Bureau of Transportation.
This is a proposed assessment hearing for charges to property owners for repair or construction of sidewalks, curbs, and/or driveways completed by the Portland Bureau of Transportation on the listed properties. Cherie Matthias from the Revenue Division is here to present this item, along with others. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. This ordinance is for sidewalk repair on property that is required by the city, and any remonstrances have been pulled and are not in this assessment ordinance.
That's about as clean as you can get.
Is that the full presentation?
That is it.
Very good. Are there any further questions? Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have one person signed up.
Let's hear him.
Okay. Kyle Bell.
Which do I use to go through? Forward? Okay. Great.
Sir, can I just ask you a procedural question?
Okay, is it possible to get these handed out?
So I just want to make sure I understand something. If there are no remonstrances, and we normally don't have people testify in favor of the assessment, are you here to testify against an assessment for some future hearing?
I'm here to explain how mine isn't finished and isn't actually holding up.
That's not relevant to this item.
It's purely about my sidewalk. It's not about anybody else's sidewalk.
Well, I just want to make sure, Mayor, that we have relevant testimony to this. If all the remonstrances have been removed, then the only testimony that I could imagine that's relevant to this matter is someone supporting the list because the remonstrances have been removed. There is actually no controversy before us.
I believe from a procedural perspective that's correct, unless legal counsel has different interpretation.
No, I agree with that.
Okay.
The situation I'm in is I have a letter from the city, though, dated less than a month ago, that I can come to city council. I can explain that, and I have more slides to show in this explanation.
Do you have an objection to file today?
Yes.
So you're filing a remonstrance?
Yes.
So isn't the proper procedure here to simply remove your property from the list since we've cleaned all the other remonstrances? Have you deal directly with the lead agency on this rather than engage the council? Could you come back up for a second? It strikes me as we may not actually be the correct place to begin this conversation. So if this gentleman has a remonstrance, why is he here today?
He did not file a remonstrance. He did send in a letter stating he would come to council to talk about his sidewalk. However, he has appealed before, and his property has been removed a couple times already.
Is his property in this list?
It is, yes.
There's a copy of it in the packet that you have.
With all the other remonstrances that have been filed, what is your protocol in dealing with the individual remonstrances?
So any charges that we remove from the assessment is sent back to the sidewalk department, and then they review everything and get in contact with the property owner, which Mr. Kyle Bell has received from the sidewalk department. So, and his property, I believe, has been reduced twice by the sidewalk department.
But my sidewalk's not complete. And it's already cracking.
Okay, I just want to make sure. It doesn't sound like this is the right forum.
Let's
hear the testimony. On page 22, his assessment is in there. So let's just hear the testimony.
It hasn't been removed as a remonstrance, and I did everything correctly. I received a letter. You'll see on the second page that I...
Why don't we do this? You have 3 minutes to testify. Let's hear your 3 minutes of testimony, and then we'll take this item up at the end. My suspicion is Commissioner Fish is right, though, that this is not the right forum.
It's the only avenue
but you're here, and we'll hear you out.
I appreciate that. This says First off, as you've already heard, I've been here in the past. This particular thing that I'm showing has nothing to do with anybody here in this room except myself. I received this letter that's before you that you can see on the screen also. I delivered it in hand. I hand-delivered it to the address on there. This is the letter that I got stamped while I was there on May 28th. Following the orders of that letter, this is what the chart and code and policies of the city are listed as, and you can see letter C. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but upon receipt of a timely filed remonstrance, the Revenue Division shall remove the property from the filing of the proposed assessment before the council hearing date and shall refer the remonstrance to the responsible bureau for a follow-up and response. I thought I had done everything correctly and turned in that letter. This wasn't necessarily something that I know a lot about. I'm not particularly experienced in this, but then I went to the agenda of the city hall yesterday and found that at the very bottom, number 618, what we're talking about right now, I clicked on it, about 40 pages of addresses comes up. Mine was in that, was one of those addresses that did not get removed. I have since been told by writing to the head of PBOT, Chris Warner, who responded right within a couple hours, which was nice, that he called it an oversight, which is obviously another word for mistake. I've been dealing with a lot of mistakes through this whole process.
What's the address of your property, sir?
2370 Southeast 60th. It's on your form. You have it right in front of you. It's on that page 22, it's called.
The form that's in front of me has the address whited out.
I'm sorry, on the actual piece of paper that didn't get, did that get handed out?
Yeah, it's on page 22 of what was in the docket.
So your testimony is that the PBOT director said it was an oversight that you were not treated as a remonstrance?
He told me the day before I was supposed to come here, they've had this for a month, that I had this opportunity to come back.
Sir, just listen to my question.
I'm kind
Did
of
he tell
time.
You that they made a mistake in not treating your objection as a remonstrance?
It wasn't that specific. It was just, we called it an oversight.
What was an oversight?
That I received the letter to be able to come here and talk to you. This has been seen before. It's my sidewalks. This is where, after the work was done, this is today. The reason I'm here is because it's not finished and it's cracking, and I understand that there's a three-year warranty. Everybody talks about a three-year warranty. I don't know where that warranty begins. I have not received any sort of paperwork on it. Nobody really expresses how that works. The company Sidewalk Solutions that does the work, courtesy and integrity are more than just words. They define our personnel and company, and at the very bottom, customers receive quality work with urgency and are treated with utmost respect. This was put on a Facebook page by KGW by a person named Christopher Collins. It was basically a copy of what a PBOT letter looks like. And next to it, you see that little dot up to the left says, "Hello, I am accountable." You go to that, and "I am accountable" is the owner of Sidewalk Solutions. And as innocuous as this might seem, it's frustrating to have somebody, "It's not clear about receiving your notice. I don't know about him coming back and finishing my sidewalks." The questions I have are, I want to know what the three-year warranty, when it starts. I haven't been billed yet. I haven't received anything. How do I get my new sidewalks cracks fixed by somebody other than this company would be great, because they're already kind of harassing me on social media. And 5 months ago, Commissioner Hardesty requested that PBOT manager Tara Wasiak look at my property, send somebody out specifically to inspect my property. I'd like to know when that happens and who's
okay,
doing that.
Thank you. Good. So I'd like, and thank you for your testimony. I appreciate it. I'd like to hear from staff and from legal counsel what our options are with regard to this individual's request.
Sir, go ahead and take your seat.
Thank you.
All
right.
We could have staff come back. So let me ask the first question, if I could. This gentleman has presented us with a written objection, which apparently was received by PBOT, that he is calling a remonstrance. Do you acknowledge receipt of that letter, and does it qualify as a remonstrance?
Yes, and it was forwarded to PBOT.
So if it was it a timely filed remonstrance?
It was, yes.
So just help us understand, because you began the presentation by telling us that all the remonstrances had been removed.
Mm-hmm.
Why has this remonstrance not been removed?
This one was not removed because Mr. Bell did remonstrate two other times prior. His property was put back into this assessment because PBOT did come to a conclusion of what the reductions would be for his property, and it was put back in this assessment.
With respect to the questions, so if he's not eligible to file a remonstrance to the final assessment, what is his recourse with respect to the quality of the workmanship and the questions that he's posed about a warranty and whether the work can be redone and whether he can hire someone else to do the work? Where does he go for those questions?
Well, we do warranty the work.
Could you get close to the mic so we can hear?
I'm Mike Zeller. I work with the contractors that do the work and Sidewalk Solutions. We'll warranty the work. I'm looking at that crack, and it just looks like a crack that, with my experience with concrete, looks like a crack that would, concrete just cracks. So that'll happen, and that's what that, is it just one crack?
So far, there's one crack.
So far. So, yeah, if you want, I can have Sidewalk Solutions go back and make the repair on that.
But he said that he doesn't want that contractor to come back because of his dissatisfaction.
I can assign another. We have another contractor. I can assign that if that would please him. It's up to you guys.
Well, I think that resolves the issue. If you assign another contractor to go make the repair,
sure.
I think that addresses the concern that he's raised. It's not technically a remonstrance, but I think that it gives us a path to move forward, Mayor.
Okay, good. So do we need to make any formal notification on that legal counsel?
No. You know, my understanding, looking back at some of the records here, is that there is an ordinance where the city engineer's findings were adopted regarding the initial remonstrance that Mr. Bell filed on the repairs. And so my understanding is the ability to do another remonstrance was just an error in that letter. So I think that's where there's a little bit of confusion here. The procedural mechanism for Mr. Bell after that ordinance would have been a writ of review, which he had 60 days to file. My understanding that was due in May and that was not filed.
Okay, well, okay, sorry, Commissioner.
Just be clear, we're not dealing with that issue right now. We're simply dealing with a request that a citizen has made about repairing some work that was done. PBOT has said they'll send another contractor out. This is an ordinance. Can we treat that as a friendly amendment?
Yes.
Well, I don't even see it as an amendment. I think we did two things here simultaneously. We're completing a first reading on an ordinance that's somewhat unrelated, except for the fact that the letter was sent to Mr. Bell, which I agree implies that you should be here to testify. He's testified, and Commissioner Fish has problem solved his constituent services issue. So a different contractor will be going back to fix the work, is what we heard.
In the meantime, the bill still needs to be paid.
Okay, I think we're done.
Very good. Is there any further discussion on this item? That completes public testimony, Carla.
Yes, that's all.
This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.
Thanks.